Okay, all right.
We have learned a great deal about the planet Mars. Mars.
Add it up.
Dr. Wernher von Braun.
$197 million away from the planet Earth lies the red planet Mars. In our physical world, we see it as a mysterious dead rock. But Mars is very much alive. You see, we can't see our cosmos on just a 3D material level and expect to understand it. Our cosmos is a multidimensional space. That is what it is. It consists of various densities, dimensions, timelines, and even the evolutionary pathways of mankind. If we view our cosmos through purely physical parameters, we will never understand it and only form a fragmented, reductionist opinion. Insisting on only acknowledging the most obvious physical plane is like stepping out your front door and walking around your neighborhood and saying that you've traveled the world. It's ridiculous. When we are talking about the cosmos, we have to understand that we are talking about ourselves. So, before we can get into the specific occult presence of Mars in our world, we have to understand our connection to the planets. So, what is the cosmos to us beyond a bunch of ice, gas, and rocks? Well, our cosmos is like a schoolhouse. Each planetary sphere represents a distinct step of human evolution, a distinct time in human development. Celestial bodies are different times. They're different densities. This is actually what the concept of a stargate is. Stars being organic ways to travel the different phases of our own evolution in the cosmos. At our core, we are energy. And that energy is often called a soul or our spirit, and it moves through various stages of development. This is similar to how we move from being an infant to a toddler to a teenager to an adult and so on. Evolution, transformation, and change is law. Our soul passes through various stages of development that are held within the celestial bodies. This reality is forgotten today, but is maintained in texts like the Egyptian Book of the Dead, and the Vedic tradition and even Gnosticism speaks about our human consciousness moving through various planetary planes upon our death and even rebirth. Thus, within the ancient traditions, the planetary spheres are considered planes of development that are directly linked to humanity and to our Earth. Ideally, we live our lives in awareness of the higher planetary worlds. We seek to harmonize with them. So, Earth is directly linked with Mars, Venus, Mercury, Jupiter, the Moon, the Sun. All celestial bodies are part of our human evolutionary scheme. Or, They are steps in human evolution. They are aspects of ourselves or junction points that our soul visits and even incarnates into. The only reason why we see planets as primarily physical things is because we are so entrenched in the material world that we cannot easily access realities that are beyond the 3D mind. In fact, we often fear, shun, and shame the esoteric level of our being. We only feel safe and accepted in the most reduced materialist interpretation of the planets and stars. But you don't have to take my word for it. Edgar Cayce has commented about the planets as evolutionary steps in depth in his work, Planetary Sojourns. Here he describes the transformative evolution the soul makes as it incarnates through various planetary spheres as a means to re-merge with the Creator. Each planet being a specific step, vibration, or initiation back into the oneness of the Creator. This is from reading 13683. As the entity moves from sphere to sphere, seeks its way to the home, to the face of the Creator, the Father, the first cause. He expands upon this concept in reading 311:2, and he says, as an entity passes on from this present, or the solar system, the sun, these forces, it passes through the various spheres, leading first into that central force known as Arcturus, nearer the Pleiades. On and on, through the eons of time or space, even passing into the inner forces, inner sense, may they align. After a period of nearly 10,000 years, enter into the earth to make manifest those forces gained in its passage. In entering it, the entity takes on those forms that may be known in the dimensions of that plane which it occupies, there being not only three dimensions as of the Earth, but there may be a seven in Mercury, or four in Venus, or five as in Jupiter. There may only be one as Mars. There may be many more as in those of Neptune, or they may be as nil until purified in Saturn's fires. In reading 916 and 5755:1, Cayce explains that each planetary sphere and star must be lived so that we can return to oneness or come full circle in our development. For without passing through each and every stage of development, there is not the correct vibration to become one with the Creator. Then, in the many stages of development throughout the universal, or in the great system of the universal forces, in each stage of development is made manifest through flesh, which is the testing portion of the universal vibration. In this manner then, and for this reason, all are made manifest in flesh, and there is development through the eons of time, space, and that called eternity. Each planetary influence vibrates at a different rate of vibration. An entity entering that influence enters that vibration. Not necessary that he change, but it is the grace of God that he may. It is part of the universal consciousness, the universal law. Hence, the entity passes along those stages that some have seen as planes, some have seen as steps, some have seen as cycles, and some have experienced as places. Cayce is not the only person to discuss the planets as key evolutionary bodies for humanity. In the Vedic tradition and Buddhism, the planetary consciousnesses are called lokas, and each loka represents a different type of consciousness relative to the Earth. We pass through each loka upon our death as a means to reintegrate with the higher worlds, and we can also connect with these lokas during meditation or astral travel. There are also beings that are within the lokas, or beings within the various planetary spheres, and these beings can be seen as guardians in the higher levels or the higher realms, and as demons or dark entities in the denser realms. The different celestial planes exist internally and externally. They make up both the structure of our inner world or our psychic world, and also that of the material plane or the physical world around us. Further, we can only perceive externally or only perceive in the physical world what we have integrated or discovered internally, or what we spiritually know. Thus, our material evolution is directly linked to our spiritual growth. The material world that we perceive is directly linked to our spiritual growth, either enhanced by our spiritual growth or limited by lack of spiritual growth. As above, so below. As within, so without. This is the same concept in the Gnostic tradition, where our consciousness passes through the various planes of the cosmos, marked by the various spheres. Like the Vedic tradition, there are beings within these planes that represent certain phases of spiritual initiation. In the Christian tradition, the orders of these higher beings can be seen as the various hierarchies of angels. The various beings from lower worlds are often called demons, which also have their own sort of hierarchy. Human beings must journey through these realms in life and death in order to know themselves and grow. This teaching has also continued into modern times in both theosophy and anthroposophy, where the planets are placed in something called a round, or a planetary chain. The planetary chain allows the order of human and cosmic evolution to be observed in a progression. This is sometimes called the progression of worlds. This allows us to observe on a large scale, on a cosmic scale, how humanity evolves through various densities or the various planes of reality. Part of our evolution into the Aquarian Age is to expand our understanding of the planets and stars and acknowledge them as more than physical things. When we do this, we can become more aware of the exact order in which human beings evolve in the cosmos. This brings us to an important stage for mankind. This stage is called the regaining of our cosmic consciousness. And in this stage, we no longer see higher worlds as vague, dreamlike realms, but we understand their exact role and meaning in our life. They become distinct and organized. We can have a scientific understanding of them. When our cosmic consciousness is developed, we no longer cling to the materialist perspective that planets are pure, material, external things. So, there are a few key concepts here about the planets we need to understand. The planets are worlds that our soul incarnates into in order to evolve. Each planet is a different vibrational frequency. we pass through the various planetary bodies upon our death to integrate back into the cosmic evolutionary scheme. While incarnated on the Earth, we experience the planets as spiritual planes, higher worlds, or higher dimensions. The planets are the physical expression and gateway to the higher worlds that they represent. Taking this concept one step further, as the cosmos is evolving over time, we can see each planet and star as a timeline of humanity, or even a lesson that humanity must learn, a specific developmental phase of humanity. This is because the planets and stars have formed in a specific order over time, representing exact changes or evolutions in consciousness. We can trace our past developments and future developments through specific planets and stars. Our solar system and cosmos at large is really a multidimensional schoolhouse for humanity. This is also why we humanize the planets by making them gods, like in the Greek and Roman pantheons. It is why we built temples dedicated to certain planets. We wanted to connect with a specific evolutionary influence of that planet. We wanted to connect with the aspect of ourselves that was alive in that world, alive within that planetary sphere. It is exactly why we humanize the celestial bodies through astrology, by giving the planets and stars human qualities. Part of our evolution at this time is to begin to recognize ourselves not just as physical people, but as spiritual beings that are intertwined within a multidimensional cosmos, a multidimensional cosmos that records time and the evolution of consciousness through its celestial bodies. Now that we understand that the planets and stars are very real places in which our consciousness evolves, that we are, in fact, interdimensional beings that have aspects of ourselves within these worlds, how does that change things? How does that change our relationship with space, with the planets? If we are innately part of these higher planetary worlds, if we spring forth from them and return to them, what does it mean if we think that these higher planes don't exist? What if we think that they're not attached to planetary bodies and stars? What if we refuse to see the relationship to ourselves? What does that do to our consciousness, to our soul? What will happen if we approach a planet like, say, Mars, as merely an object? What if we explode a nuclear weapon on it? What if we attempt to colonize it? What are we doing to that aspect of ourself that is within that sphere? How does that affect our relationship with that plane, with the cosmos? How does that affect our inner world, our inner cosmos? And if planetary spheres are gateways into other worlds, other dimensions, other times, why exactly do certain groups want to control space? Is this why there is a race to space? Why does NASA and private aerospace companies hide information that they are discovering about planets from the rest of humanity? If planets and stars are portals, is space travel and NASA really an occult organization? Is it an occult practice? Is this why NASA was created by occultists that followed Aleister Crowley and belonged to various secret societies like the OTO? Is the control of space really the control of the human mind? As we quickly approach the space age, you will have a choice. You can view the cosmos on a purely physical basis, or you can awaken to yourself as a multidimensional being that is an integral part of the cosmos, and in fact, embedded within it. You can remember who you are and why you are here, or you can lose yourself in the ever-increasing pressure to validate only what exists on the very material surface of creation. Thank you very much for watching. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this video with your friends and family. If you like this content, please consider supporting this work by donating or becoming a premium member on my website. I would greatly appreciate it. I am completely funded by you.